Amazing grace shall always be my song of praise. For it was grace that bought my liberty. I don't know why Jesus came to love me so. He looked beyond all my faults, and he saw my need. Amazing grace shall always be my song of praise. For it was grace that bought my liberty. I don't know why Jesus came to love us so. He looked beyond all our faults, and he saw our need. He looked beyond every one of our faults, every one of our faults, and he saw our need. Glory to God. Give glory to God, this amazing, blessed, wonderful, awesome, phenomenal God that we serve, Jesus and our Father. Glory to God. We bless him and thank him for every day that the Lord has made. Renewed mercies every morning for grace, for his glory to God, loving kindness. Ah, for favor, for blessing us with food, clothing, and shelter, just giving us breath, glory God, to breathe and activity of our limbs. It may not be feeling the best in every day and every, all the time in our bodies, but glory to God, the God that we serve already did everything at Calvary. It's just the thief that came to steal, kill, and destroy, but he gave us, glory to God, that abundant life. And even though challenges may come, we stand on the promises of the Lord, and this too shall pass. But like the Hebrew boys, if my God don't deliver, I know he's able. We'll refuse to bow down to Satan and all his things that he's offering. And so many have got caught up, glory to God, in the things of this world. But nevertheless, we got to keep pressing in, keep standing on the word, on the promises of the Lord, and keep looking to the hills with cometh our help. That's why we got to build on the rock, not on sand. Praise the Lord. And sometimes we got to check ourselves to make sure we're not in sinking sand, and some our ideas and preconceived notions and so forth can lead us off track and we'll find ourselves sinking. But nevertheless, if we did like Peter when he asked Jesus, is it you? He said, yeah. He said, yes, bid me come. And he walked out in faith, even though he, glory to God, may have started sinking, but he was already so close to the Lord, it was just arm reach. And that's where we need to be. When we keep a repentant heart, a humble heart before the Lord, walking in obedience and submission. Thank God for you all that have joined us today on the Blog Talk Radio Divine Connection. Happy Mother's Day to every mother, every family that's represented with the mother. And if there's already gone on to glory or however, we pray God's blessings upon you, because many of you became mothers, and glory to God, encourages to others, glory to God, in the spiritual realm. But however it may be, whether it's a guardian or whoever, glory to God, has been the caregiver or you being one, bless the Lord for you and thank God for another blessed day, year, and month that he has given us to glorify him. Praise the Lord. Happy Mother's Day to you again. Pray and be blessed and continuously, glory to God, be appreciated, not glory to God tolerated, but appreciated to celebration. As most of us know, glory to God, the best place to be is in Christ Jesus. Bless the Lord for all of you all. Thank you. Thank you for staying on, glory to God, those that have, praise the Lord. It wasn't planned to be out today, but nevertheless, thank God for you having children or grands that think of you enough to say, okay, I'll take you out to dinner, even though they already had, you know, given their little gift before now. But so that's the reason why I was a little delayed and still, you know, have some things to do in the background, but this comes priority. He always has to be priority, so thank God. made it back in at 7, but I'm supposed to be on at 7. Praise the Lord. Praise God. So I'm thanking the Lord to be with you all tonight. Praise God. And when it was set up for Second Sunday, the first couple of weeks ahead, I did not realize, glory to God, Second Sunday, we could have had this night off. But then when I already had announced it, then the next week came up, and what, you don't know who was listening. So I just said, we'll come on. So God gave me a little something to share tonight. Praise God. We'll see how long we be on. Don't necessarily mean we have to be on the whole time, but I let the Holy Spirit lead us. At this time, I'm going to ask anointed vessels tonight to help me out, and I'm going to ask for Mother Willette. I'm going to open the line for her to pray tonight. And Mother Alexander, I ask her whatever scripture comes to – you know what? I know the scripture that I want you to read is the one that's I think it's in Matthew's. I should have known that it's in Matthew. But anyway, this, I can't think of the scripture offhand. But right now, the one that talks when Jesus talks, when it talks about building on the rock and building on sand. So we want to make sure that we are building, glory to God, on the rock of Jesus. So what your foundation. So Mother Alexander, if you will bring that scripture for us tonight, we certainly do appreciate it. And at this time, the lines are open for none other than Mother Evangelist Willette for prayer. And we'll have Mother Evangelist Alexander will do our scripture reading.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just come before your presence. We thank you so much. Father, we love you. We honor you. We worship you. And we praise you. We thank you, dear God, for another day's journey. We thank you, Heavenly Father. Hallelujah. That you love us. You care about us. Hallelujah. Thank you for Jesus. And Father, I just bless you so much. I praise you for today's journey, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, that you gave me a word this morning, hallelujah, about Mary, the mother of Jesus. And I thank you that it encouraged me, Heavenly Father. Hallelujah. That in spite of what you're going through, make up your mind. Hallelujah. That, hallelujah, whatever he tells you to do, to be willing to be obedient to what the Father says. God, I thank you for Jesus so much. I thank you, Lord God, and I lift up people everywhere. I lift up children everywhere, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. And I pray a special prayer to those, Lord God, who may have been missing their mothers on today. And I thank you, Lord God, that you always give us an answer, Lord God, for every situation, every circumstance. And I thank you, Lord God, hallelujah, that according to Romans 8, hallelujah, 28, all things work together for good to them that love you who are called according to your purpose. I thank you, Heavenly Father, for these mighty women and men of God, hallelujah, on this prayer line, hallelujah. I thank you, Lord God, for the speaker on tonight. We pray, God, hallelujah, that you speak, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, and may we hear what thus saith the Lord, and let the word of God challenge us to draw closer to you, challenge us, hallelujah, to make it up in our minds that we're going to be in agreement with your word. And, Father, I thank you, Lord God, that as those that are on this line listening, if anybody is hurting this evening, in pain this evening, Lord God, have a challenge in their life, Lord God, or feel like they're in a fight for their life, I pray that the sword of the Spirit, your word, will go forth in the name of Jesus and set free, save, heal, and deliver. We proclaim liberty to them, Lord God, who have been, Lord God, in a fight for their lives. And we thank you that you are Jehovah Nisi, the God who will go to war on our behalf. Hallelujah. As the old scripture, the Old Testament scripture says, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. Father, we appreciate you. We thank you. We honor you. We worship you this evening. We pray, Lord God, favor, grace, and mercy on the hearers, not just the hearers, but the doers of your holy word. We invite your Holy spirit to govern this service on this radio broadcast tonight. We pray, oh God, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, that your presence, hallelujah, Lord God, let your presence be revealed and manifest to those, Lord God, who are seeking after you. In the name of Jesus, we pray, oh God, for divine healing, deliverance, Lord God, for those that stand in need of help this evening in the name of Jesus. We love you, Father. We worship you. We bless you. We praise you. It's in the precious and holy name of Jesus, and we pray that you will continue to be with our speakers, Lord God. Bless them in Jesus' name. We pray the prayer of faith. We love you, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. The line that I thought I opened for Mother evidently wasn't hers. So we asked Mother McCormick.
You can't hear me? Y'all can hear me?
Well, I
Hello?
Can hear you clearly. The number that I punched over must have been Mother's number.
Oh, did y'all hear me?
Oh, yeah, I heard you clearly.
I thought y'all couldn't hear me. Okay, thank you. Thank the Lord. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Mother, Mother McCormick, are you there? Oh no, I'm getting my numbers mixed up tonight. Praise God. Well, Brother Black, if you heard the scripture reading, if you don't know it, just give me a scripture even off the top of your head. If you don't know that scripture reading right now, because I hate to put you on the spot, but I want to have a scripture reading tonight.
Amen. God bless everybody. Happy Mother's Day. I don't know the scripture offhand, but
I do know
Galatians chapter 3, verse 14. This one thing I do, forget those things that are behind me, and I press toward the mark for the calling of the high prize of God, which is in Christ Jesus. Amen.
Praise God. We give God glory. And thank you for that scripture. Thank God for that powerful prayer that went forth, and we're going to go on in Jesus' name. Sometimes we may get rushed or get behind, but we can't put God, his assignment on hold, because sometimes our time clashes with his time. Whatever he called us to do, we have to make sure that we're available for service. Amen. So that's my true belief. No matter what's going on, whether you lack of sleep or whether you had some other issues that came up or some things beyond your control, if we trust God, he has the way, glory to God, to work it all out for the good. He just wants faithfulness. Amen. Praise God. Hebrews 11:1. Okay, let me just go ahead and pray since I can be keep myself calm, in place, and tuned in. And this message is kind of lengthy, so what I'm going to do is give it to you in part. Praise the Lord. Lord, bless another opportunity. We'll share that. Again, we say Happy Mother's Day to everyone. Father, we do bless you tonight, and thank you for the honor of being, glory to God, one of your servants, one of your called out ones, being a part of the kingdom of God for such a time as this. Thank you for your vessels that you have here, glory to God, on the prayer line for divine connection, the warriors as well as the guests. As we before you now, we give praise to you, glory and honor to you for all your great and mighty acts. Thank you for, glory to God, forgiveness for every shortcoming. I ask God for you to search my heart, anything hindering it. Glory to God, the prayer or this word, God, as you reveal, forgive me in the name of Jesus. And God, we just thank you. We pray that the word will come forth with clarity, understanding, and it will have, glory to God, take root in the things that we need to be done in our lives so we can be transformed into your image and be not conformed to this world system. Lord, we just love you. Appreciate you for what you've already done and doing in the name of Jesus. Praise the Lord. We'll be sharing some things out of Matthew 7 and some other scriptures concerning the rock that's provided for us to build a house upon, and that the rock is Jesus. He is our hope. We're going to start with faith, with Hebrews 11:1. It said, now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. Faith is convincing evidence. Glory at the title deed we serve. A God of glory to God, unlimited possibilities. everyone is given a measure of faith. Now, what we do with that faith is up to us. Amen. It is upon you to increase it. Faith expectation is the breeding ground for miracles. Something that I heard, I think it was might have been Pastor Barna say, and it is. It is the breeding ground for miracles. Faith without works is dead. Miracles, the supernatural intervention of God. But legs, he gives us the legs, glory to God, to our faith. Amen. That's the thing that we do, as he told us, so we have to walk by faith and not by sight. And he also said faith without works is dead. So that, like Paul said, you show me your faith, I'll show you my works. I'll show you your works. You show me your works, and I'll show you my faith, vice versa, however it goes. Bless the Lord. Miracles, the supernatural intervention of God. But legs, you have to put the legs to it. That means you have to operate in it. You have to activate it. You have to be obedient to it. You have to submit to it. You have to trust him, glory to God, for it to be accomplished. Glory to God. The theme is keeping the faith in the midst of your challenges. But the main thing it is building on the rock. Amen. And we're building on the rock of Jesus. Praise the Lord. Of all nights, the light's going to go dim on me tonight. Praise God. And something that I need to read to you. So I'm going to bring my phone over a little bit, move just a little bit more, and I'll come back closer. But you should be still able to hear me. Okay. It says, one who comes chosen, a people, a proper foundation. One who is not foolish enough to ignore the importance of the above. Jesus describes a foolish builder in verse 26 and 27 out of Matthew 7. It says, one who ignores instructions is one that's foolish. One who builds on a weak foundation. One who suffers loss for trusting in a plan of his own devising. And the Bible tells us, glory to God, there's a way that seemeth right unto man, but that way leads to destruction. Those that are led of the Spirit of God are the sons of God. Jesus followed the instructions of his Father. We are to do likewise. Proverbs 3, 5, and 6 says, trust in the Lord with all thy heart and lean not to your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he'll direct your path. And many times we quote that, prophesy that. Glory to God. We'll sing that and whatever, but we don't operate in it accordingly. We have to do as instructed. We have to put our trust in him and not lean to our own understanding. Because when we lean to our own understanding, that's back to that foundation that's built on sand. Praise God. And we don't want to sink. If we talk about we confessing Christ, we ought to be standing on the rock of Christ and standing on his word and holding fast to it. Follow instructions and directly, explicitly to the letter. Who's altering in any form? Not altering in any form. Many times we hear, but we aren't listening. And when I say listening, we're really hearing and glory to God, but we are not listening really to take in, glory to God, to the details of what he said and obedient to that he say. Praise God. Other times we listen, but we are not following through. Then there are times when we meet those requirements, but we are not willing to wait until God reveals himself in the situation or we won't wait until the task or the mission is completed. And that's what we talk about a lot, about faith. Faith, glory to God, is also patience. And if you said you've got faith and don't have no patience, then you really don't have faith. They work hand in hand, glory to God, closer than a hand in a glove. But that's the way, because in order to believe God, it's going to take time to be patiently waiting on him until he manifests. We are servants of the Most High God. We are helpers one to another. To serve, you must be a lover of God and his people. 1 Corinthians 13, don't be a tingling cymbal. The Bible says, love ye one another. Love your enemy as yourself. We can't love one another, our own brothers like we ought to. How can we graduate to loving our enemies? Christ went through everything imaginable, and still there was no sin found in his heart. He was abused, misused, criticized, ridiculed, beaten, spat on, whipped. Friends walked out on him. Even for a short moment, the Father forsake him. because of the sin of the world, glory to God, that he stood in the gap for, stood in, glory to God, as the ultimate sacrifice on our behalf, on our behalf, on our behalf, yours and mine, was upon him. But he didn't allow nothing to keep him from his mission while he was on earth. He was so faithful, he took time out to even just dying just to save one, glory to God. Oh, what a marvelous, incredible, phenomenal, amazing God that we serve. Amen. Who are you laboring for? Glory to obedience. Love brings about obedience. Christ was obedient to the cross. Oh, praise the Lord. The church is built upon a rock, and so is every believer. Building upon a rock requires care and pain. They that would make their calling and election sure must give diligence. They must be wise builders, so be able to finish and lay a firm foundation. There are many who profess that they hope to go to heaven, but desire to and despise the rock and building their hope upon the sand. Everything besides Christ is sinking sand. Some build their hopes on worldly property. Others upon their eternal profession of religion. There are storms coming and have came that will try what our hopes are made of. Works will be tried by fire. We got to have a little bit of rain sometimes so the flowers will grow in our lives. Rains and floods and winds will beat upon the rock, the trial sometimes in this world. When tribulation and persecution arise because of the word, then it will be seen who only heard the word and who heard the word and practiced it. Who heard the word and practiced it. And in order to go to God, not just be a hearer and not a doer, we got to be in a position that no matter what, glory to God, as we hear the word, we got to be obedient to the word of God. So as we hear the Spirit of God speaking to our hearts, we got to be in a place that we will carry out whatever he says, and no matter what the trial is, the tribulation, he said many are the afflictions of the righteous, but he delivers out of them all. Where is our faith? Have we spent time in our relationship with him, building a relationship, spending time in the word, spending time submitting to his will, spending time in obedience, spending time glory to God, allowing the Spirit of the Lord to work some things out in us? Because everything that goes on in our life is not the devil. Glory to God. God wants to be able to know that he has a vessel that he can trust, and glory to God, that will operate in his will, not in their will, that will be there, glory to God, no matter the ridicule, the ostracism, the criticism, glory to God, he already been through, so we can go through to be overcomers, triumphant, and victorious in him. And the only way to do that is through his word, through allowing the Holy Spirit that he has given us as a helper, a teacher, and a guide. If we grieve him and override him, then we will find ourselves on sinking sand, not on the strong foundation of Jesus Christ, glory to God, building on it in the name of Jesus. So that we got to be to a place that, you know what, I'm determined like never before. Yes, it hurts. Yes, glory to God, don't we have some times, glory to God, people don't understand. And glory to God, it's like the word that came and we don't have ministers preach, can you stand to be blessed? And sometimes standing to be blessed mean when God even bless you, there are going to be some things that's going to challenge you. Just because you was obedient to the Lord, there's jealousy, there's envy, there's strife, there's confusion and chaos. There's somebody always trying to pull you down sometimes and so forth. It's because they have their ulterior motives behind it. They have other things that may occur in life because you're trying to accomplish some things. The enemy is busy all the time. And if you got to do it, glory to God, with family, if you got to do it coming through the church, if you got to do it through a neighbor or other kind of enemy or someplace on the job, we got to know, glory to God, whose report are you going to believe? Are we going to be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that the labor is not in vain? Are we going to a place, glory to God, that when we go through, we're not going to have paper mache, glory to God, feelings, and all caught up on our emotional roller coaster? Are we going to be built on the rock of Jesus? He went through so we can go through. He has old patriots, glory to God, through the Old Testament, as well as coming into grace in the New Testament when Jesus came on the scene, so that we can be able to know that we can overcome, we can go through, and also the challenges that come and what happens when we disobey. And the thing, glory to God, when his mercy is there and his grace and when he restores. How, glory to God, how Peter told Jesus, glory to God, oh, I'll die for you. He said before the clock crow three times, glory to God, you're going to deny me. Oh, no. And glory to God, when Jesus had the, was glory to God, being arrested and glory to God, going through, oh, what did Peter do? Follow from afar, follow from behind, glory to God. And then when they asked, oh, well, you were with him. You were one of those that was, oh, no. And no, got to the point the third time he cussed. And next thing you know, he was so hurt. He was so full of just pain. Glory to God for how he denied his glory to God, Jesus. Glory to God, his master. Ah, but God is a restorer. Hallelujah. Peter, if you love me, feed my sheep. God is a restorer. Glory to God for those that are godly sorrow and repent, glory to God, of the things that they do and say. Praise them. Stay on the wrong state, glory to God. Tuned in. I say those that that hope which are the foolish, those that hope which were foolish builders ground upon anything but Christ will certainly fail them on the stormy day. He shall lean upon his house, but it will not stand. That's the storm. It is a great disappointment to the builders. The shame and the loss were great. Build your hope on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. Build on a firm foundation, as we said in 7:14-27. Jesus said, many will come in that day and say, this is 21-23, and so it's related to that, on that day and say, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in that name? Did we do this in your name? Did we do that? He said, depart from me, your workers of iniquity. We want him to say, glory to God, well done, my good and faithful servant. But we can't be a part-time lover. We can't serve, glory, at two masters. We can't be eating over here off the devil's table and going back over here eating off God's table. Praise the Lord. We got to make up our mind, glory to God. The day you hear his voice, harden not your heart, and not get caught up on the things that are going on. In this hour, this time, with this pandemic, and even before the pandemic and greater things yet to come, praise God, we need to be anchored down in the Lord like never before. Our foundation needs to be assured, and our faith needs to be like never before. Glory to God. Hold on to that title deed. It is evident, glory to God, whatever God says, it's already settled. Now am I going to make up my mind that I'm going to believe it? It's not God said that I believe in itself. No, it's already settled when the word went out. Because he said, my word will not go out void, and it will accomplish everything that he set it out to do. That's where patience come in and waiting for it to be manifested. Even when he told Abraham, go right about all the things that was yet to come, how he's going to be the father of many nations as much as the sands of the sea, and glory to God, and I mean of the sands, glory to God on the land as much as the stars in the sky. But he didn't tell him all what he had to go through to endure to get to that destined place. Amen. Praise God. So they're going to be challenging. And then God got to know that I can trust you. So some things go through, just like a car or a machine or anything else, it has to go through that process of being tested to make sure it's not faulty. It don't have defects and it don't have things where it break down. Well, God got to know the same, because we got to come out of the flesh to be transported over into the spirit. And the only way to do that, flesh got to die. It's going to cry and holler and do all kinds of tricks and make all kinds of noise because it don't want to die. But when you fall in love with the Lord, and more that has even gave you faith and he do things on your behalf and prove himself to you, the more and more that's building blocks for you to stand and say, you know what, we're building on the rock. There may sometimes we may falter or whatever here and there or be provoked. That say, run to the rock that's higher than thee. Glory to God, and that rock is Jesus. As 1 John 1:9 say, if you confess your sins, he's faithful and just to forgive you and cleanse you from all unrighteousness. We are saved by grace and not by works. Doing a good deed or some good deeds will not get us into heaven. We must be born again of the Spirit, and we need the Holy Spirit as well to lead and guide, to comfort, to direct, or whatever. God loves us so much, he sent his only begotten Son, Jesus. Jesus loved us so much, he gave his life as, glory to God, that ultimate sacrifice, all the way to Calvary's cross. He repaid the price, glory to God, with his piercing blood, with his precious blood. He said, choose life. Glory to God, he said, when he was on the cross, he said, it's finished. He's done everything. Glory to God, there's, he done went through everything that we can ever think, imagine. Glory to God, of the, you know, to go through in pain and agony he already went through. And matter of fact, in a few days, and we can't hardly get through, glory to God, forgiving and loving and holding things for years and years. People in the grave are still yet holding. Well, this one did that to me, and I know what I'm holding that, and I can't get back say, because God didn't do this. Oh, my Lord, a trick of the devil. Don't even know the prince of this world and change the earn their life, and then they'll turn back around and turn things around and got you looking at situations they want to blame God for. Praise the Lord. But anyway, God said, choose life. Revelation says, I set before you an open door. Choose life. And he done told us in this word, life and death is in the power of the tongue. Choose life. So is a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. That's why it's so imperative and important to make sure that we have the whole armor of God on. And make sure that your armor on is correct. Your helmet is tight, glory to God, on your, well, so it won't be a playground for the enemy to bring anxiety attacks and fears and all kinds of ostracism and criticism, this, that, and the other. And glory to God, we allow it to get over into the place of our heart when we should have a shield of faith on, our breastplate of righteousness, so we can be shielded against those fiery darts that the enemy sings. And sometimes it seems like he's throwing missiles at, but no, you're the one, glory to God, got the power to bind, to loose, and to cancel that aside. And then when we do reinforcement, glory to God, to stand, to agree how God will bless and move in the midst, and one stand, glory to God, chasing 1,000, 2,000, 10,000, and the more we stand together for the power of God against, glory to God, it'd be like TNT, nitroglycerin, every type of missile, glory to God, God will give us to annihilate the enemy. But we got to have the faith, and we got to be able to stand together. And how can two walk together unless they agree? Because you can't be agree with somebody over here talking contrary to what you say, and you trying to streak faith and faith and faith and believe in God regardless of what you see. They would have, yes, I don't know, but girl, you know, or girl, or sir, you know what? You really better think about that and what else. Ah, so that lets you know right there, you're not standing with somebody that's standing in faith. You got somebody that got a lot of lip service, but glory to God, and also glory to God, they're sabotaging what God has for you. That's why we got to be wise and know those that labor among you. Bible says, choose you this day who you will serve. Also, there is a way that seems right unto man, but that end is death and destruction. Praise God. The Bible lets us know we can't serve two masters. We love one or we're going to hate the other. God or the world, we are a slave to who we yield our members to. Whoever you feed in that house, that's the one that's going to grow that, rule that house. If you feed your flesh more of, glory to God, your desires, your wants, and glory to God, it's always speaking negative, speaking my feelings, my emotions, that's who you, that's the house, glory to God, that you're going to have that's soon going to be sinking, glory to God, sinking sand. Because except God build the house, those that labor, labor in vain. And you got to build it the way he said. And don't build it on part of the part over here is part of your house. Glory to God is steady, firm. Glory to God on the things of God to stand firm on. And glory to God won't be moved on in the other part over here. Flesh is in operation. Glory to God in your house. Glory to God is like that plumb line they be talking about. Glory to God. That house is not stable. It's not what a, and after a while, glory to God, it's going to fall one way or another. Because after a while, if it's not stable, glory to God, it's going to find its way shifting that building, that house, or whatever. Praise God. That's glory to God. Something a little bit past my depth, because I don't remember some of the stuff I did know about the plumb line. Jesus says in John 10:10 that the thief came to steal, kill, and destroy, and he came to give us life and life more abundantly. And we got to know that daily. This is our daily walk. Glory to God. This is a daily walk, glory to God, even with repentance and forgiveness and for walking in the agape and yielding to him, glory to God, daily. I walk in forgiveness today, and glory to God, something else come up, and we walk in glory to God, animosity, this, that, and the other. It's got to be consistent, whatever we do daily. We got to know, glory to God, as he says in Romans 12, glory to God, that we're going to be that living sacrifice, our bodies, and then it also be not conformed to this world, glory to God, because glory to God, when we conform to the world, we'll go over on the devil's territory. We over, glory to God, serving flesh. We got to be, glory to God, tune into the things of God and build our house on the rock. Praise God. Amen. Love not the world nor the things in the world. Don't try to make your own way prosperous. Wait on the Lord, and he shall, glory to God, strengthen thee. But we got to know that, glory to God, that God has already told us, seek first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness. Everything else will be added. Psalms 37 and 5, commit your ways unto the Lord and unto him and trust in him, and he shall bring it to pass. 37 3:5, trusting the Lord. We already talked about 37:3, steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. Psalms 37:3, the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. Glory to God. When you're walking in righteousness and you're walking in the path and you're walking, glory to God, how God will, he will order your steps. God desires for all of us to submit and commit and line our lives up with it. He can be in control. In the name of Jesus, allow the Holy Spirit to lead and guide and not override him, not grieve him. Because after a while, the voice will get to the point where you're as loud as I am now, and he's warning and trying to tell us to take this direction or go this direction, like the GPS or the compass that we have. The GPS, glory to God, sometimes when you're in the car and you miss your turn, it'll reroute you back and tell you a better way. But some of us keep riding and keep going, thinking, well, I'll try this, and maybe this road, maybe, and whatever. And we end up way out someplace, or spent hours until we got out of, or either a whole hour or 30 minutes and missed, glory to God, our appointment, or missed, glory to God, our connection, whether it was to catch a plane or whether it was just to be someplace on a certain time. If we would yield ourselves and submit to the will of the Lord, glory to God, he, our GPS and our compass, and the word, glory to God, in Psalms 119 said, the steps, I know that the word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my pathway. Psalms 27:5, 40:2, he shall set me upon a rock. You can read those scriptures later. Psalms 31. Well, anyway, there's a scripture that says, thou art my rock and my fortress. Right, and too fast. And this, glory to God, that scripture is lined up at, lead me to the rock that is higher than me. Praise God. God's rock is our, God is our refuge and the present help in the time of trouble. What profits a man to gain the whole world and lose his soul? Building the house, and just a couple of things on building the house. On the rock is good ground, love of God, holiness, righteousness, and faith in God, and, of course, obedience. Sand, glory to God, with poor foundation, sinking sand, loving of money. And money is the root of all. You can say money is evil. It's that the love of money is. Some people get so caught up, glory to God, in the money and trying to obtain and the gain, glory to God, and do anything they can. Now, that's the world system. He said, be not conformed there, but you have believers, glory to God, power struggles, getting caught up in the money and the prestige and the this and the that and whatever. Foundation that was sink, faith in self and accomplishments and education and so on and so on. Sinking sand, know not that no man after the flesh, but by, and know them, glory to God, by material wealth or gain, or by prestige and clicks and titles and credentials and education of what you can do for me, excuse me, ministry gifts and talents. So some people get so caught up, oh, the prophet, I got to get a word from the prophet. Got to get a word from the prophet. You get a word out of the Bible every day if you want it, day and night, 2, 5, 6, 7, 8, 10, 20 times, glory, as much as you want to, out of the word of God. He used his prophets, his ministers, and whatever, glory to God. And even if God used a child of prophets, sometimes we're not so tuned into God, we don't even know if that child, glory to God, sometimes speaking the word out of the mouth of babes to you, but you're so busy looking for it in certain places and looking just for that instead of looking for God and seeking him and obeying him and submitting to him. So we are running for the word, oh, this prophet. And we're so good at some people just all uplifting and promoting and glory to God and making idols as the prophets and pastors and whatever like this, and they miss God. And when God don't move on their behalf, you done made your God, your idol right there. You done got your answer right because you won't put God first. We're to love our leaders. We are to admonish them and glory to God and lift them up. But nothing comes before God. We're always supposed to be to a place that he get lifted up. He is the one that's the creator. He is the one that made it possible for us to be even a living vessel and to be a part of the kingdom and to be a servant or to be a vessel that he wants to use for his honor. So we can't be afford to be allowing, glory to God, making idols out of man. And anything else that we make an idol out of, God is not pleased. Because if we, glory to God, meditate on everything else and our problems, our situations, our circumstances, more than God, they become an idol. Because anything that's meditate more than him, he said, meditate on my word. Meditate on my law day and night. And glory, like he told Joshua, have good success. But even in Psalms, it told us to meditate on his word, on his word day and night. God gave us for the body of Christ, the church. We're in a time of itching ears. Tell me what I want to hear. Whether lie or not, just what I want to hear. Oh, glory to God. having a hunger. We got to be on the rock, having a hunger for God and his living word, looking for him to be the author and the finish of our faith. And glory to God, for him to be our helper and our refuge. Lay aside every sin and every weight that so easily besets you and run this race with patience. And we got to be willing to put faith into action. We must have love for God and his people. Love covers a multitude of sins. Glory to God. Glory to God. We got to love our brethren. We got to love our enemies. We just got to love even for those that despitefully use us. Pray for them. Praise God. They will know we are his disciples by the love we have one for another. The mind of Christ. Sometimes I wonder with the discord and the backbiting, glory to God, and the power struggles and what we want to know and the recognition and seeing spirits in the church, among other things, we want to go there. We ought to not want to go there. But sometimes people will get caught up, I can't beat them, join them, or sometimes you get so you haven't had a relationship with the Lord like you ought to, and you respond, glory to God, in a retaliation. And God says in James, the wrath of man does not work the righteousness of God. True enough, he already know how we hurt. He done been through, glory to God, more than we can even imagine in a couple of days. And we can't even hardly stand nobody staring at us, looking at us. Or glory to God. And sometimes somebody can be looking your way and didn't even see you. Well, so-and-so didn't speak to me. Have you ever been someplace sometimes and your mind is so caught up in whatever that is you got before the Lord or whatever just happened to you? You just got with a hard hit and you can be staring out, glory to God. And somebody can be there and you don't see them, you don't hear them or whatever. So we get so caught up in allowing our flesh and glory to God to be on parade with feelings. And then sometimes we just add to it. Somebody else come and say, yeah, you know that because he did that to me too. And it was foolishness, flesh. Instead of glory, praying, because sometimes it could be like, whoa, why don't you just step over there? Oh, sister, did you hear me? Or did you see me? Or whatever like this. And you might be too far away and just might have been waving or whatever. And they just didn't see you at that time and you couldn't get to them. Praise the Lord. Well, you know, that's not her character and that's not whatever. And even if you really didn't know that person's character, why we jump to conclusions so quickly? All right, then building on the flesh, building on the rock, or we're going to build on the sand. Pray without ceasing. Seek God's face, overcoming with glory to God. Glory to God. Oh, keep our communication with God, not glory to God, hallelujah, with our feelings and emotion, but Lord, nevertheless, thy will be done. Okay, we've already covered Proverbs 3, 5, and 6, and also wisdom. Glory to God. Proverbs, fear of the Lord, beginning of wisdom. James 1, any man like wisdom, let him ask of God. Glory to God. Trust. Trust in a person or people you are working with. No man after the flesh, but know them, glory to God, after the spirit, so we don't get caught up, glory to God, in what somebody's status is or what, glory to God, or what they represent or either trying to get in, glory to God, and playing name game dropping and all this kind of stuff like this, power struggle. We got to be to the point where, Lord, our desire be the will of the Lord. Knowing, glory to God, hallelujah, as we reiterate status and abilities and gifts and education and clout and prestige and all the mighty dollar, not evil, but the root of evil. But put your mind on the things above, those things where the rust and whatever else can't corrupt and whatever like this. He said, where your heart is, that's where, glory to God, your treasure is. Amen. Faith, Hebrews 11, we covered that. Those things, glory to God, that we trust and believe in God for, we got to stand on it because, as it says in Mark 11, when you pray, believe that you receive. But we can't overlook the scripture. As they go down in the scriptures, it says, if you have aught against anyone, forgive, because if you don't, then your Father won't forgive you. People that still try to override, and just because the blessings came here and there, trickling here and there, it's not flowing because sometimes in the background, you still got unforgiveness, things that you need. You trying to push that back and bury the seal. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Tie my bow tie. I'm riding on this Honda. Meet me outside kind of tone and whatever like this and still not doing what God called you to do, but you want the blessing. Then you're wondering why things, glory to God, are not working in your favor. Praise the Lord. Amen. I've turned this cell off. Praise the Lord. So it won't be interfering in the service. Praise the Lord. Amen. Glory to God. Faith is got to be a priority in our life faith and obedience. Glory to God. Now trust in the Lord. Amen. Walk in forgiveness. Glory to God. Patience, James 1:4, let patience have her perfect work, for when the way is rough, glory to God, your patience has a chance to grow. So let it grow, and don't try squirming out of the, okay, fine. Don't try to squirm out of, praise the Lord, I may have to put in my little plug, you don't want to cooperate with me today, but just overlook that sound, praise God. For when your patience is finally full bloom, then you will be ready for anything strong in character, full and complete. Glory to God. Don't think more highly of yourself than you ought to. Humility, humble, not high-minded. Okay, y'all, let's put this thing on. Give me a moment. I have to find out how to lock this. It's a new phone. Glory to God. Glory to God, you're worthy. We know there's always some kind of interruptions, but our God is greater. And this right here, oh, I know what it is. Whenever sending messages, probably just, or Mother's Day messages probably just coming through, and when it's those sounds that y'all have no control over the whatever, not let you completely turn it off. All right, praise the Lord, amen, I'm back. Bless the Lord. It says, humility, humble, not high-minded, boastful, full of pride, not overbearing. James 4:7 says, give self humbly to God, resist the devil, and he will flee. And sometimes we got to recognize, we got to be persistent in our resisting the devil. So we're the devil, you're bind you up in the Lord, say just that. You got to have some authority and walk over to God and knowing who you are. And whose you are, glory to God, and who he is in you, and greater is he on the inside of you than he is out there. So one or two times, glory, he already know already whether you have any power or not in the name of Jesus. Some people done left, glory to God, the power and the anointing and authority was in following the flesh and get caught up in high-mindedness and prestige and power struggles and realizing, glory to God, they might have been still yet working in some, operating in some gifts, but they're not walking in the character of Jesus Christ, and you'll be just like you said with the sons of Stephen. Jesus, I know, Paul, I know, who are you? Being a turn back around and tow you up and embarrass you, humiliate you, glory to God, and expose things about you because you're pretending and putting on a facade and on a masquerading and perpetrating the fraud. We are going to make sure, glory to God, because God is going to be showing up more and more, glory to God, unveiling and revealing things that are going on from pulpit to the back door, because we're at a time like never before. There's no time to be playing, no time to be turning back around and acting like, oh, yeah, we know God is coming. They said that many years ago. Yeah, I believe he's coming. And do your thing, think you're going to make it back in just in time. You might be just like them 10 virgins, 5 wise, 5 foolish, and you didn't prepare, glory to God, and get up. Now you want what I have? No, you can't wait to the last minute to get what God has been giving all of us, an opportunity, equal opportunity and employer. Glory to God, in this army that he's called us in for, glory to God, to carry out what he assigned. But we got to be like Nehemiah on that wall. We're determined, glory to God, I'm not coming down. Glory to God, like sometimes in the weeping problem, we got to cry sometimes, make feel like, glory to God, I'm going to give up. But the fire on the inside, because of that relationship, because you love God, oh my God, you can't hold it standing. I turn back around, I got to get it lined up. I got to get myself back in compliance and alignment with what God says. Being willing, like even Paul, when I've gone through, glory to God, oh, no matter what, even though he was told, glory to God, what's going to happen to you, glory to God, and what they're going to do to you in the midst. But I must go to that place because I got to fulfill everything God has given me to do. I fought a good fight. Oh, my God. We got to get that determination, even like with Peter, so much in love with Jesus, glory to God, even after everything that went through, the people, glory to God, were even getting healed by his shadow. Glory to God, who had made up his mind he was going to live for the Lord and feed God sheep like he requested. Glory to God, he said, oh, he don't count it worthy to be, glory to God, crucified. I want to be crucified upside down. Oh, Shabbat. Glory to God. And some people can't go through you talking about them and talking about, oh, I love Jesus. And glory to God, I'll go through and, yeah, until the trial comes. And that don't mean that some of us sometimes when it gets so heavy and heated that, you know, where we may bow. But then again, being like Peter, you know, I repented, glory to God, godly sorrow, and get back up and get on back on about the Father's business. Amen. Okay, let's go with temperance. Temperance, not being mean, hateful, angry without a cause, vengeance, selfish, rendering evil for evil. God warns, God's word says, overcome evil with good. Pray for those that spitefully use you. Oh, God, know my heart. And you know what? I take my hook up and I lay it down, and I slap the fool out of you. Okay? You might get the fool slapped out of you and end up slapping you, and end up slapping you all the way to hell. Okay. All right. Vengeance is thine, said the Lord. Glory to God. He said he will repay. James, the rapper, mentioned, we already said that, but it's sometimes we have to reiterate it again. The wrath of man does not work the righteousness of God. Give water when they're thirsty. We got to give our enemy water when he's thirsty, food when he's hungry. You can't even give your brother something to eat sometimes. You're so mad, so upset, and she did this and he did that, and that's why I'm not going to, I'm going to feed him with a long hammer spoon. Okay, you are, huh? Okay. But you love Jesus. Amazing grace. How sweet to that. Oh, thank you for coming and taking me out of the moral cave and turning my feet on, planting my feet and turning me around and setting me on a rock and say, okay, that rock that you're standing on may have some oil on it, and you sliding and slick stuff coming off of it because you can't stand on it because some stuff over to God is fabricating. Amen. Be of good courage. God will strengthen your heart. Be a conqueror and overcomer in God's way. Warfare, weapons of our warfare are not carnal. They're not carnal, but mighty through the pulling down of strongholds. God will not have us ignorant of Satan's devices. Glory to God, none of his schemes. Glory to God, in the name of, he give us wisdom. He give us, glory to God, how to be a wise builder. He give us, glory to God, his word. And he's telling us, glory to God, through the spirit of his word and also through the Holy Spirit, the governor's glory to God on this terrain out here, glory on this journey. But will we allow him to do makes all the difference. Endurance. Know that the battle is not yours, but God. Be equipped for the battle. The whole armor, all the armor, making sure, glory to God, you got every piece on in the name of Jesus, not tripping and falling. In the name of Jesus, sometimes we got to get some R&R after we've been in the battle and some hard things done hit us, this, that, and the other. It's like soldiers. Sometimes they have to go to the rear, glory to God, get patched up, glory to God, reinforced, come right back on the front line. Amen. And God will do it. A dual hardship as a good soldier. Run to obtain the prize. Praise the Lord. 1 Peter 4:12, beloved, think it not strange concerning the fiery trials, which is to try you as though some strange thing happened to you. Rejoice, glory to God. The living Bible, glory to God, is what we got to stand on. Because even in Philippians 4:4-8, it says, rejoice in the Lord. Again, I say rejoice. It didn't say anything, rejoice because my covers are full. Rejoice because I got money in the bank. Rejoice because I got good health. Rejoice. It says, rejoice in the Lord. And glory to God. And let your admiration be known unto the Lord, to all men, that the Lord is at hand. It says, make your request known unto the Lord. After you make that request, give thanksgiving. Remember what it said, Mark 11, glory to God. When you pray, believe that you receive. Okay, and then faith is now the evidence of things not seen. Okay, so after I made that request and he give thanksgiving, then he said, I give you peace that passes all understanding. Glory to God. When, that says, glory to God. There's conjunction that when, glory to God, when you keep your mind and heart steadfast on thee. So we got to be a persistent, a pursuing, a perseverance. And he'll give you that mind of Christ. You will have the mind of Christ, thinking on those things that are true, that's noble, that are just, of a good report, that are lovely. And praise the Lord. Amen. Don't think of the, don't look at it as a strange thing happened, like it's something strange that never happened to nobody else before. And even though you might be in that pressure cooker, glory to God, while the Hebrew boys was in the fire, God didn't take the fire out. But he sure did, glory to God, not allow the fire to burn them or harm them. Matter of fact, glory to God, where they were tied and bound, glory, they were walking around there loose, glory, and the very enemy that threw them in said, didn't I see three that were thrown in there? I see four, like glory to God, like the Son of God. So how about that? They already see Christ in the midst of your struggles, your trials, your storms. And even though I may fall down, glory to God, when I get back and they see the fire, the anointing, glory, the power, and your trust and your faith in God. How did you get through that? How did you have joy? In it? Why are you not really fussing and cussing and kicking and fighting, glory to God, like I would have been if this had happened to me? I would have, whether it be on your job, whether it be in your home, whether it was something that happened in a public situation or whatever brings you humiliation, embarrassment, ostracism, criticism, glory to God, whatever it may have been to the poor that brought such shame. And you responded, how? Oh, look at God. I saw God. That's why I got saved. because I was watching you. Even sometimes I was the one criticizing, doing some things behind the scenes. But after I see how you stood, and I saw that you were genuine and real, I went around and saw a lot of people say this and say that and whatever like that. So, you know, and sometimes you meet somebody that was a backslider and they became hard and bitter because of things that happened in the church, and they see somebody else on the job or in their neighborhood or when they come in contact in the bank or wherever they were, the person was working, and they see that all the time you're the same one. And I've been watching you. I've seen you go through some things, and I would have, like, I would have. And they'll say, you know what? This thing that you're saying is real. Praise God. That's making all the difference. Praise the Lord. Amen. How you went through. Glory to God on your trial. Rejoice. Be glad, because the trials will make you partners with Christ in his suffering, and afterwards you will have the wonderful joy of sharing of his glory in the days to come. Put on the garment of praise. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning of the Lord. Can you wait on him to manifest? Can you wait on him? Can you wait on him? Can you endure? Can you stand? Could you continue to speak what God's word says? Not what your eye gates are hearing. Not what your ear gates are hearing. What your eye gates are seeing. What is coming out of your mouth? Out of the abundance of the mouth, the heart speaks. What's in your heart? What's in your mouth? Are you speaking life or are you speaking death? Or are you just trying to get somebody to agree with how you feel? Sometimes standing in glory to God in the grocery line or the back line or wherever it is in the line is, the unbeliever talking crazy, you talking crazy too. Then we want to bite somebody to your church and they see you acting crazy. And then sometimes people want God to bless and move, and they got such talents and gifting and whatever like this operating in the church. But when they come back around, other people can't get saved from seeing this. Oh, all these people, the gifts and this, that, and the other, this personality. I'm saying, somebody think that's not the same person that they're talking to. Come to find this, because you out there at the club or you over there someplace are getting a little sip and only just sip a little wine. It's all right, you know, the Bible say. Or you over here, glory to God, got your man or your woman and you living with them, but you still digging in a church, and you over here trying to still get an evangelist, and now you done got hot. Now you got the, you know, you got to do the part and stuff like this, and then you put on a little front like whatever, or you going way across town or way over to God in another state to get a little peace and come back and stuff, coming back, raising up holy hands, supposed to be holy for I am holy, because he said only the pure in heart still see God. Okay, we still talking about that foundation. Hallelujah. Keep your tongue. What? Hallelujah. Your tongue, he says, like a little fire out of James. Oh, it can turn back a little thing, but it can set a fire. That's what a little tiny match does. Don't take it with a little tiny flame. And don't let the conditions be just right for dry leaves and this, that, and the other. And the place being dry. Look at California, we pray for every year all the time, that season, and other places too. And then sometimes little things, kids playing with fire in the house, or a little spark over to God. You have a spark over to God with electrical situation that occur and whatever. It don't take much to bring such destruction. And not only just your house sometimes, it destroy other houses. Not only just that flame of fire in the natural, but sometimes that very tongue can tear up families, houses, businesses. Oh, my God. Churches. Oh, my God. Ministries. Corporate come up in the house and divide the house and tear some things up. Sometimes lies. Glory to God. Keep your tongue. Let God tame it. Be wise by with the Holy Spirit, teacher and leader and guider and the comforter. God can use that tongue to be tamed by the Spirit of the Lord. As you submit yourself to the will of the Lord, he can. Glory to God, because who can tame it? And we know there's a lot of people love ostracism and criticism and all, glory to God, a tongue. All they do is just vomit out mess all the time, discord and confusion and this, that, and the other, busybody. Some of them just love that. And shameful to say, the Bible says this ought not be named among us, but is in the church. Put a watch over your mouth. You bring flesh under subjection to the Spirit. Be quick to hear, slow to speak, slow to wrath, as it says in James. Be doers of the word and not hearers only. Truthful. Remember what we said in Philippians 4:4-8. Praise God. If you love him, you'll keep his commandments. Glory to God, as the word says, walk in love and forgiveness. Glory to God. Forgiveness, unforgiveness is like a cancer. Jesus came and the Father forgave us. Jesus forgave. He stood in the gap. Forgiveness is a power. That's where it started. Him forgiving us as we were walking in sin from the first Adam. The second Adam came in and restored us back to the Father. Praise the Lord. You must be able to read the roadmap, which is the B-I-B-L-E, the Bible, Route 66, only wherever he leads, we should follow. Only where he leads, not our flesh and our emotions and what somebody else say, this, that, and the other. Because the enemy will use things, people, and situations, and your flesh and desires to get you off track, to cause you, glory to God, to miss out on your birthright and not to make it to heaven because he don't want you, glory to God, to go there. But that's at the end of the day. What about all that he does to keep you from being obedient to carry out the assignment and the glory to God, the commission that he has here for you on earth? Getting close to that time to wind down a little bit. We're the walking epistles. What are you people reading? What are people reading about you? And we're not talking about the psychic network, and we're not talking about tarot cards, glory to God, or the Ouija board. Your life living. You might be the only Bible that somebody's reading. What kind of fruit is on your tree? What kind of character Jesus Christ is exemplified in your life? Oh, yeah. Oh, fruit of kindness and this, that, and the other. But other than that, you're a liar. And, oh, you do over this, that, and over here and whatever, and I don't chew. Lord, I don't smoke. I don't drink. But I can't keep my dress down. I can't keep my pants up. Over here, we do this right here, but you're always lying on somebody. Got all these other good fruit and characters that's showing in. You minister helps, glory to God. You feed the hungry, all glory to God, and you bless the Lord, and you can articulate the Bible so well. But, oh, my God, come. Okay, then foundation. Must be willing to give up yourself, your time, your sacrifice, glory to God, and your goods. Take up your cross and follow me, as Jesus says. Keep the faith, run the race. What Jesus say, well done. Let Jesus say, well done. Not always let the others do it. I'm tired. Bible says, when asks you to go 1 mile, then he say, go twain. Do as unto others as you will have them do to you. The Lord, he will reward you. Don't look to the arm of flesh. Look to God, the author and the finisher of your faith. Praise the Lord. Sometimes the first test is to see whether we will walk in love or forgiveness. Faithful to God, he will bring and give peace to guard your heart, that perfect and divine peace that passes all understanding. Yes, we will be persecuted for righteousness' sake. The word says, happy are we, for our reward is in heaven. Matthew 5, 10, 11, and 13, persecution, rejoice. You are the light of the world. The star is Jesus Christ. He is shining through you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. You have the power in the Holy Ghost to do all things. You have an assignment that abides within the Comforter. John 14, let not your heart be troubled, but told us to believe in God. He also let us know, oh, praise God, I'm trying to get my notes out here. Praise God, I'm going to the next thing. Stay focused, keep God first. In Matthew 7:33, seek first the kingdom of God, all this righteousness, and glory to God. And glory to God, everything else will be added. Yes, you are laborers in the vineyard, and the devil wants you off your post. But ye must be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. The truth not in yourself, abilities, the capabilities, education, reputation, but in the work of the Lord, knowing that your labor is not in vain. When you are being harassed by the enemy, remember what the word of God says and apply it accordingly. Don't stand entertaining the enemy, but put him to flight by the word of God. Matthew 11:28-29, come all ye that are labored and heavy laden, and he said, I'll give you rest. Take your word, which is take his yoke and learn of him, because he's meek and lowly. His burden is light and his yoke is easy. You can't be successful and effective leader with malice in your heart. You must be in a place of love and forgiveness in order to be forgiven. Yes, they may not have let you carry out what you know and believe God assigned you to do. Yes, you may have been talked about. Yes, you may have been criticized, ostracized. Yes, you may have been thrown out of the synagogue for speaking the truth. Yes, you may have been called some things we may not care to repeat. Remember, we were yet sinners. Christ died for the ungodly. He also told us that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. Glory to God. No matter what weapons might be formed, glory to God, but don't mean they're going to prosper and accomplish everything it was set out to do, even though it might have been rough, hard challenges or whatever. Glory to God. We must keep our faith and keep looking to the hills with coming to our help, realizing coming for the Lord in the name of Jesus. Greater is he on the inside of you than he that's after you, he that's in the world. We have to lay aside every sin and every weight that so easily beset us and run this race with patience. We need to bombard heaven with prayers and praise. Count it all an honor to go through for Christ as the disciples did when they were beaten and glory that thrown in jail and glory to God, all the things they went through. They said they counted it an honor. As long as it's for the Lord and not glory to God to satisfy your flesh, for people glory to God to look to you, to exalt you and put you on a pedestal. When flesh go through, God gets no glory. What is your purpose? To love and to serve God with all your heart, soul, mind, and body, with every fiber of your being, to love him in such a way. Glory to God. Because you are bought with a price and you are no more your own, God has called you to be a finisher, a fisherman of men, not superstars. Glory to God. We got to be in a place, glory to God, to know that God has a purpose and a plan for our lives, as he said in Jeremiah 29:11, I know the plans, the thoughts I think toward you for good, not the evil, to give you that expected end, to bless and to prosper you. Do you believe it? Do you believe his report? Are you going to act on it? Praise God. Humble yourself under the mighty hand of God, and he will do the exalting in due season. Glory to God. He told us in his word, glory to God, we're going to reap if we faint not, glory to God, but be not weary in well-doing. Praise the Lord. That's turned backwards. But first, be weary and not in well-doing. Glory to God. You shall reap if you faint not. Sometimes we get faint-hearted under the things, glory to God, that are going on and things that are happening around us and things, glory to God, that occur. Don't be anxious for nothing. Glory to God. That's what it says in Philippians 4:4, and that's part I missed on the when you first opened up Rejoice, and then it said don't be anxious for nothing but by prayer and supplication. But anyway, praise God. Don't be anxious for nothing. You'll make a shipwreck of any early ministry. Don't get ahead of God. Plan for your life. Wait and see right to man. Lead to destruction. Commit your ways unto the Lord, and he'll bring it to pass. Commit yourself to him. And if you delight in him, he said, oh, glory to God, he'll give you the desires of your heart. If you walk up right before me, he'll hold no good thing from you. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. What is it, Lord, that you have me to do? Stand still until his will is clear for you. Make sure, let's not be anxious for nothing. Don't be moved because somebody said this, that, and the other. Don't be like that prophet God told, glory to God, not to stop here, don't eat here, don't do this, don't whatever. Glory to God, you're supposed to put steadily on course. He heard the word directly from the mouth of God. A false prophet come along and said, I'm a prophet too. And da da da, an angel of the Lord told me to tell you. Now, if he told me directly, now why should I be hearing something from a third party? That should have been a time, get hands behind me. That should have been, glory to God, I bind, take authority. Or either just ignore and keep on moving. No, you're going to stop and believe that. Then he's going to sit there and laugh at you at the table. You stop in my house to eat. And then at the end, he's going to turn back around and prophesy to him about how he's going to be eaten up, glory to God, by the lion. Here comes the lion sitting there and the donkey. The donkey didn't get it. All him, but what the man did, got killed. But see, we got to make sure, because just because God have mercy and grace, you never know that one time he tell you to do something. Think about Saul, hard-headed, disobedient, rebellion, and whatever. The throne was taken yet from him. But nevertheless, what is it that you have me to do? Stand still until his will is clear to you. Be anxious for nothing. Make sure you follow it to the letter. He will give you precise instructions, and you must be willing to follow through without deviating or altering his plan that God has laid out for you. That don't mean sometimes that he'll forgive us and we'll go through. We may not, glory to God, we'll have some delays. Glory, I may not be a denial. And then sometimes, glory to God, you may not get what you would have gotten if you'd have did it his way. And so forth. We want the fullness of his blessings. So we got to make sure that we're not in a place, glory, that we miss God or we miss out, period. Praise the Lord. Amen. Even though he may give you something else, but that particular thing may not, glory, not come to pass. And then other times, well, we're taking chances, rolling dice. What reward will receive for your obedience? That the Father will say, well done, my good and faithful servant, whom I'm well pleased, enter into my rest. Not only that, but Scripture tells us, if we are willing and obedient, we shall eat the good of the land. Praise the Lord. Deuteronomy 20, if we have hearkened to the voice of the Lord, we would be blessed. John says, ask and it shall be given. Seek and shall find. Knock and the door shall be opened. Hallelujah. But we, these things are predicated on being covenant keepers, not covenant breakers. When a man waits, please God, he will make even his enemies be at peace with him. If you delight yourself in the Lord, he will give you the desires of your heart. The joy of the Lord is your strength. He will give you peace, not as the world gives, that peace, glory to God, he'll give. Open doors no man can close, and close doors that no man can open. Hallelujah. The one no man can open. God, bless the house. Wait a minute. Bless with houses and land and so forth and so on. He owns the silver and the gold. Hallelujah. He owns the cattle on a thousand hills. Everything, glory to God, that we are in need of, God has it. That's why he said, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. He wants us to be blessed and prosperous. He wants us to possess things. He don't want those things to possess us. We're so caught up on the things that we miss God, and we're caught up, glory to God, loving, glory to God, more the creature than the creator. We're getting caught up, glory to God, in the things of this life and itching ears, and caught up, glory to God, trying to find other things, glory to God, to appease the flesh, or trying to fill the void, which the only void that can fill that is, the only place can fill, the only person can fill that void really is Jesus, running all over these other things, glory to God. And the devil will put you in a good mood to go to hell. Praise God. He has caused the unjust to bless you. He also said that the wealth of the unjust is laid up for the righteous. When we pray, believe that we will receive, glory to God, in Mark 11:22-24. Jesus Christ, a wise builder, as what we just talked about, and we want to be wise, we want to be faithful, we want to be submission, we want to be obedient, and we want to, glory to God, have, glory to God, our hearts tuned in, where we're at, to obey and fulfill the will of the Lord. Praise God. It was the last little thing I'm going to choosing to surrender. Love and forgiveness. Surrender also is a choice, not a feeling. It's choosing to lay down your will and take up the will of the Lord. Praise God. Accepting his will. Glory to that. We realize that we are bought with a price, and we are no more our own. Praise God. I'm trying to remember this thing I'm going to share about you, about weary, and but I think we should, glory to God, stop here and just be blessed and thank the Lord that we will make up our mind. We're not going to eat out of the flesh part. Glory to God. Pleasing the flesh, we're going to live on the bread of life, the word of God. And man shall not live by bread alone, but every word that proceed out of the mouth of God, and we should be in that desire to feed me, Lord, till I want no more. Praise God, continue to thirst after righteousness and holiness. Praise the Lord, and he give us our daily bread. Praise the Lord, and we can't afford to, like we talked about before, defaulting that. God bring us out of something, we default that. He said, whom the Son set free is free indeed. Stand fast in the liberty where I set you free. Be not entangled with the yoke of bondage. Don't be like that dog going back to his vomit. Hold on to faith. Don't be moved by the situations and circumstances that's going on around us, but hold on to faith in the midst of these challenges and build your house on the rock and be patient to wait on the Lord. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. Be still and know that I'm God. Praise the Lord. Know who he is and who you are in. And know, glory to God, the tactics of the enemy. God will reveal it through his word. And we'll know, glory to God, what flesh is saying, what the spirit of the Lord is saying, and what the devil is saying. So we'll know how to combat him and say, glory to God, as Jesus said, it is written. We'll apply the word and glory to God and not be moved. Glory to God, allow our flesh to step in situations where we have to take over. And when we do error, let us be, glory, not stew over this 2 and 3 and 4 days and weeks and months. Run to the rock. Get it right. Get it whatever. So our prayers won't be hindered. We won't give place to the enemy. We won't lose time in things we need to do for the Lord because we don't know the hour and the time Jesus is coming back. But he gave us assignment and some things that we need to do and stay focused on, glory to God, and not allow the enemy to rob us of the blessings and, glory to God, the things that God has for us. And he wants to use us for his glory. Just think about so many people that are in bondage and God has brought you out of bondage and brought you into the marvelous light. As he told Peter, when you've been converted, then you can strengthen your brother. Praise the Lord. The blessings of the Lord added rich and make it no sorrow. Praise God. It was something here that the evangelist Elaine, glory to God, said. It says weary. It means to be worn out in strength, to be worn out in energy, to be worn out in freshness, to be completely exhausted. The enemy wants to wear us out. Glory to God, but we got to know that we heard the scripture say, but be not weary in well-doing, for you shall reap if you faint not. The Bible says, weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. Faint means lose consciousness and awareness to where what's going on around you. Luke 18, men ought to always pray and not faint. Faint not. You can't lose consciousness to the snares of and the traps of the enemy. That's why you must pray and or you will faint. Things, glory to God, situations and circumstances around us, and glory to God, will make us weary like we're wearing those clothes, like we're wearing our clothes. Thoughts, glory to God, we haven't gone through, glory to thoughts in our minds and different things, but look like the same things happening over and over again. But we got to get to that point, glory to God, that we put our faith and our trust in the Lord and say, destiny cannot stop here. We got to make up our mind no matter what people say, what things does, do or whatever, the just shall live by faith. Sometimes they may not understand this, glory to God, and the things, glory to God, that we may be going through, and you may not even have a voice to try to get them to understand. But nevertheless, cast them cares back to the Lord. Trust the Lord. We are not connect with somebody that we can pray and stand, but we got to be assured, no matter what, I'm going to stand. I will not allow the enemy to rob me of what God has had said for me. He have a plan, glory to God, and I want to fulfill what he said to. I want to walk in the joy and the peace of the Lord. So we got to be to a point no matter what. If they're looking at us crazy or they're thinking, glory to God, I've lost my mind, no matter what, I want to lose my mind for Christ, but I want to make up my mind that I can't allow the things to cause me to throw in the towel. I got to persist, I got to pursue, and I got to speak what God's word says, not my feelings or emotions or somebody else's opinion. I got to be true to the fact that I'm going to be an overcomer, triumphant, and victorious in Christ Jesus, and know I can do all things through him that strengthens me. Praise the Lord. I can't allow these things to tie me up. And sometimes these little foxes, glory to God, we thinking, glory to God, we can handle. We got to give every care, every concern back to the Lord. Because if not, sometimes these little things, glory to God, can come up on us and we don't deal with them according to the word. And then the foxes are tripping us up and come to find out they'll knock us down like bowling balls. Bowling balls knocking down pins. Glory to God. And all the stuff that you just stood before, for not all the good you done did. Because this thing right here, you done got caught up in there, can turn back around and throw everything off. In the name of Jesus, because like the foxes, those little fawns, they can't get up there like the deer can eat up off the top of the bush or whatever like this. They go down and start digging at the root and whatever. And then you know when the root is pulled up, what's on. We got to make sure that our foundation is rooted down in Christ Jesus in his word. Praise the Lord. Amen. Surrender is not about negotiation or compromising. We're the clay and God is the potter. Jesus is the vine, therefore he's our lifeline. And we're the branches. Hold on to what God's word says. Anything that put in man's hand will be flesh on parade. One will land on Hollywood Boulevard, which means they will then be a POW, whether a prisoner of war, or MIA, mission in action, or they will be killed in action of KIA. So make sure, glory to God, that your anchor holds, and it anchors holds in Christ Jesus. Praise the Lord for the word of God. Tonight we pray, glory to God, that there's been something said or something, glory to God, the Lord has blessed to encourage your heart and minister to your spirit. We pray, glory to God, no matter if we are the deliverer of the message, glory to God, or we are the hearer, God, we pray that that word will find itself in each one of us. So whatever it is that you're speaking to us, that we align ourselves up on a daily basis and persist and pursue after you so we can have a strong foundation, that we will not be moved and waver, glory to God, and complain and murmur or have excuses, glory to God, why we didn't. God, in the name of Jesus, you know all the hurts. You know all the pain. You said you came to bind the broken heart and set the captive free. You know everything about us, glory to God, every hair on our head, what number it was and when it fell out. Help us to know, Lord, nothing is past you, and you don't negotiate with us. You got a plan for us. You already laid things out. We have to follow suit of what your plan is. That means the flesh got to die, because it's going to cry out and holler. But the more we fall in love with you, the more we submit to you, the more easy it'll be, because you said in your word, your commandments are not grievous. Only, glory to God, to the transgressor is it grievous. So we are not transgressors. We may make some mistakes, or we may do some things, glory to God, but we have to remember our life is hid with you, glory to God. We're in Christ now, so we got to get rid of all those things that are concerning the flesh. You said, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Still, old things are passed away, and all things become new. So it's a process. So help us allow the process to take place. Bishop Jake said many years ago, God can give us a promise, and the process of make it look like the promise is a lie. Abraham could have said that at one time, too, as well, when he had to wait 25 years before the child was manifested. But that's what faith is, walking by faith, looking to God, the author and the finish of our faith. Lord, we thank you tonight for the word. We thank you for your loving kindness, your forgiveness, and for your anointing and all that, glory to God. Hallelujah. We thank you for strength and courage. Thank you most of all for salvation, our Savior, Jesus Christ. Thank you for the power of the Holy Spirit. Help him, glory to God, to allow him to take charge and be, glory to God, that compass, that GPS, and help us to run to the rock that's higher than us when we miss you, and don't be denying and justifying and perpetrating the fraud, but take the mask off and get to a point where we love God. They hurt me so bad, and this, that, are we going to trust God? Because at the end of the day, it goes right back to, do you trust me? Do you trust me as your healer? Do you trust me as your deliverer? Do you trust me as your savior? Do you trust me to take you through? Do you trust me that you can be an overcomer? Do you trust me that you're victorious? Do you trust me, glory to God? Hallelujah, I told you that weeping may endure for a night, but a joy comes in. Do you trust me that I'll work things out for your good? Do you trust me, glory to God, that I will never leave you nor forsake you? Do you trust me, glory to God? Ha, shit. Do you trust me? Or you can complain what man does or what I did. Oh, do you trust me about forgiveness? Remember, that's why I came. Father, I bless you tonight and give glory and honor to you. Continue to bless us, forgive us for every offense. Bless these your people. In Jesus' name we pray. We're going to open all the prayer lines tonight. If any of there's any prayer requests, praise the Lord, or any praise reports or anything, glory to God, that the Lord bless. We all have a lot of time, but we have time enough for everyone that would, if we use the time wisely, to share. And if not, there's any prayer requests or whatever, then we'll let you make any remarks that you have for the word for tonight. We want to give God glory, because it's not about the one that's carrying the message. It's about, glory to God, that we all will hear and obey what the Spirit of the Lord has to say to the church. Praise God. At this time, the lines are open. You're welcome now, glory to God, to make your request known. If there is one, and Happy Mother's Day to you again.
Lord.
Praise God. Amen.
I have a praise report. My name is Sister Rachel. I thank God for how he brought me through. I had a test indeed with my body, and they had found something last year, but they didn't find anything this year. God, I thank you. I give God the glory. I thank God for Pastor BJ touching and agreeing with me. And I thank her for giving me scriptures to stand on. I thank her for feeding me the word of God that took me through, because the devil will try to play with your mind and have you bow out of your mind. But Lord, I thank you tonight for your word. God, I thank you, because I know God's word is true. If he brought me through 7 heart blockages, now tell me why. It won't not but the trick of the enemy trying to make me doubt. But God, I thank you for the woman of God, 2 women of God, helping me to scratch back out on faith and trust God. And I'm trusting God with the rest of my 2 tests that I'm just to get ready and go through. One's done sent off. Other one's going to get done tomorrow. I'm believing God for a good report in the mighty name of Jesus. Y'all remember me in your prayers. God, we thank you for the victory in advance. Amen and amen. And I thank God for the word that went forth tonight, because we do. We have to walk by faith and not by sight. Put on the whole armor of God. Lord, complete me, Jesus.
Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise God. Anyone else? Thank God for that praise report. We're believing God for the Lord continue to bless in a mighty way. Amen. Anyone else?
Yes, my name is Jewel. Thank God for Jesus.
Praise
I'm
God.
Asking for prayer because I have some issues with my digestive system. I'm losing weight. I have a doctor's appointment tomorrow, and I ask that the warriors for prayer that I will be able to stand in the name of Jesus. I've heard so much about the warriors on this line, and this is an unusual thing for me to do, but I come before you and with a thanksgiving and praise, and know that the Lord, nothing is too hard for God. And I ask that your warriors lift me up in prayer with my digestive system issue. Thank you so much.
Father, we thank you right now for Sister Jewel, and we pray, Glory, as we come in agreement, Glory, as the sisters and brothers and brother in Christ and the ministers of gospel, that her digestive system, when she had to go and have these tests done, we believe in you for a good report in the name of Jesus. As we cast these cares upon you, we know your word says, by your stripes we were healed, healing is in your wings, and you sent your word to heal. We know that thieves came to steal, kill, and destroy, but you came to give life. So we believe in God that you were blessed to be something simple to correct in the name of Jesus, and that, Glory, I would not be hardship. But God, no matter what the enemy say, we're still standing on your word that you still can turn things around. Sometimes they see things 1 minute, and next thing you know, through power of prayer, it changes this whole circumstance. So we're going to be in agreement with Sister Rachel for a good report in Jesus. I mean, for Sister Jewel for a good report. Praise God. Anyone else?
Thank you.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Yes.
I just want to thank God and praise God for all the prayer that the prayer warriors prayed with me for my family. I just thank them, praise God. Today is Mother's Day, and for my Mother's Day, all of my children came to church today with me for Mother's
what?
Day, except for one, and most of my grandchildren. Children and my great-grand, they came. So I thank God and praise God, because I asked them for my Mother's Day if they would come and come and attend church service with me for Mother's Day. So I thank God for all the prayers, and God answered the prayer.
Praise the Lord. God's wonderful, because that's one thing. Listen, you all, praise God, I have no idea. This lady right here got about 30, what is it, 30 grands? Or the great, is it 30 grands or great grands?
I
can't remember.
34 great grands and 21 grands.
And praise God, no more than about 68 years old. But the Lord bless to that, Glory to God, that family. That's a blessing to have that, to have all of them did come, but a lot of them did. And for you, Glory to God, the things and the challenges in life, Glory, that have taken place. Well, that is a praise report. Some people may think that's lightly, but if you know the story, praise God. So we thank God for that praise report. Amen, my dear. Praise God. Any other prayer requests? If not, then we're going to go ahead and take remarks. Any more prayer requests?
Amen. This is Sister, Yes, this is Sister Edwards. Can you hear me?
Yes, yes.
Yes. I want to thank you all for your prayers that have gone up for me. I'm having a lot of issues going on since February of this year. And thank God for the enemy attacked me really bad. But through your prayers, I know the Lord is helping me. I had tests. My bowels had stopped. I couldn't have bowel movements on my own. But thank God that came in check and I can have my own bowel movements without taking laxatives. And my results came back this past Wednesday concerning the colonoscopy and the stomach test. And when I got my report, they showed no signs of cancer, so they didn't really know why I had lost so much weight. But I thank God, because God is, I know he's working it out for me. And I would like for you to continue to pray for me, because when whatever happened to me in February kind of did something with my mind. And I just want God to fully restore me, just restore me wholeheartedly back to him. But I'm grateful for what he has already done for me, and I thank you all for your prayers.
Praise God. We're going to come in agreement with you tonight. And if you agree with us tonight, and speak and so forth, that I have the mind of Christ regardless of the challenges, after God then showed you how he'd improve himself,
yes,
we're going to be in agreement that you, glory to God, will be restored, whatever the enemy stolen, that it will, glory to God, he will loose his hold, and the fight that, glory to God, that you had in time past will not continue, so that way you can be able to float in the power of the anointing that God has given you for ministering the gospel. So if you will say out loud and agree with you that I have the mind of Christ and my mind is restored and the devil is a liar.
I have the mind of Christ. I have the mind of Christ.
And it has been restored.
And it has been restored. And the devil is a liar.
And the devil is a liar. And he's loosed his hold. Father, in Jesus' name, as we agreement, we stand with that word tonight that she has been restored of that desire that she has, not only how it once was, but even greater than it was. And the fire, the anointing, burn out anything that attached itself to her to try to cause her to stumble or make her feel less than, grow without being able to accomplish what God said. Whatever has started from the root in the background, we plead the blood of Jesus uprooted, binded up, and commanded to be dismantled, eradicated in the name of Jesus. You said in Mark 11, when we pray, believe that we receive. Mark 11 and 1 says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. And you said, glory to God, even though we don't see it, we got to believe it, but glory, so is a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. So if we believe your word, then we got to act on it and believe it. I will not speak how my mind was. I'm speaking as what it is now in Christ Jesus. And I'm going to fill my spirit with good things, which is the word of God. And I'm going to stand on it, and I'm going to be about my Father's business. In the name of Jesus,
we pray.
Amen and amen.
Amen.
Praise God.
Thank you, God.
Is there any more requests? Praise God. So now we'll take remarks. Bless the Lord. Amen. For glory to God. I didn't see whether Pastor Berg was. Oh, that's right. This is the week she will be ministering anyway. Is Mother Alexander there?
Hello.
Yes, you're on now. Praise God. We'll start with you and anybody else with any remarks afterwards. Praise God. Amen. If you have any remarks for anything that was said tonight.
Praise the Lord. I came on late, but to God be the glory. I enjoyed the word. And one thing for sure, you keep repeating, keep your armor on, and you got to have faith in God. Faith in God is what's going to bring everything together, but without faith, nothing is impossible at all. So I enjoy the word tonight. Yes, indeed. Thank God for using you tonight to bring the word. Amen.
Praise God. Is that Brother Blacker here? Amen. Anyone else?
Well, praise the Lord, Pastor. I didn't get all the word tonight, but I just thank and praise God for the word that came forth, that we're going to have to definitely keep on and put on our armor of God daily, and we got to stand on the word of God, and we got to keep that faith, and we got to speak what thus says the Lord, and we can't let the devil play with our mind. We got to stand on every word that the Lord said. So the word was awesome tonight. I thank and praise God for what I have heard.
Praise God.
Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. We truly thank and praise God for the word that we heard. And I just want to confess first, I had so much family members here. Praise the Lord. My son come in with his family and some others that were here, so I didn't get all of it. I'll have to go back and re-listen. But I thank and praise God for what I did hear. And Minister BJ, you are full of the word, and we thank and praise God. The bottom line is, and I kept hearing you say Matthew 4:4, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceed from the mouth of God. And I heard you say something about don't get ahead of God and don't be moved by what you hear. And I really appreciate that. If you're not a witness to it, and somebody's repeating something that took place, you better hear from God. If you were not there, you better not. Don't make no difference who it's come from. And you mentioned about that prophet that spoke to the other prophet, but it was a lie that the old prophet was sharing with the one who had gotten a message from God telling him not to stay in that place. So know who God is for yourself, praise God. Stand on his word, praise God. And I thought I had my phone to be able to say I wanted us to remember praying to bind up the demon of deception, because truly the enemy is as a roaring lion, and if he can get you to listen to a lie, if he can influence you in any way, yes, he will mess you up. So you got to plead the blood of Jesus. You got to keep your armor on, like Sister Brenda already said, praise God, and trust God. Just stand on his word. Hallelujah. And I thank and praise God we serve a God that will fight our battle on our behalf. But you've got to walk in the authority of who you are as a child of God. But I thank and praise God for you, woman of God. I thank and praise God for the message that I heard on tonight. God bless you. Amen.
Praise God. Thank you.
My brother Black is off the phone already? I thought he was on. Oh, I think he probably fell asleep. He's so sorry. He do a lot of, he is caught up in a lot of things he has to do. But nevertheless, is that the last remark? Praise the Lord. Well, I certainly do thank you for all the remarks, and thank God for those praise reports and those prayer requests. As we done prayed for you, now you have to keep the faith. If you don't move out of the place of faith and don't allow the enemy to rob you of the blessing, and when you get an answer from the Lord, don't let no other voice come and cause you to deviate off the path. Keep pressing, pursuing, and speaking, and decreeing, and declaring, and fight with everything in you. Know that the battle is not yours, but the Lord. But he told us to be fully dressed. And like Pastor Apostle Burton had said when she prayed, be suited up. And that means keep on every day. But sometimes when you go through warfare, just like a soldier have his uniform on, and a policeman or whoever have their uniform on, when they go through a battle, they may go, the helmet may be off sometimes, or sometimes glory to God, their weapons, glory, I need to be, you know, cleaned up or whatever. They may have some tears or something like this in their uniforms. We got to make sure we put everything back in place. There will be no hole in our armor. Making sure, glory to God, we hold on to the word, hold on to faith, be able to be patient, to wait on the Lord, to build on the rock of Jesus. When we know, glory to God, all we know of how much we know, still yet it's more, glory to God, that God has to offer and what he want to do through us. And help us to keep the faith and be not weary in well-doing. Don't faint at this time. Don't allow the enemy to overtake you with the challenges of life. God already been through, Jesus went through, so we can go through, and he gave us a helper. So I just thank the Lord for you. Walk in that agape. Walk in the forgiveness. Don't let those things rob you of your blessings as well. But continue to stay steadfast on this path that God has for us. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Is that the last remark? We're going to get ready to go and thank God again for Mother's Day. It's been a blessed day for many, and others may have been challenged, but the same God yesterday, today, forevermore changes not. Just keep casting your cares. Keep looking up to him. Keep your communication lines open. Keep loving on one another. Keep walking, glory to God, in the peace of God. Those are weapons, too, as well. I certainly do appreciate you all tonight, and thank God for those that come in. I thought, well, we might be on just probably maybe an hour if we be on. And Lord bless. He had a purpose for everything. And bless the Lord. You lo and behold, you will not believe. This is a message back in, he gave it to me to go back. Normally, I don't get to go back that often, but he pulled the word out and gave it to me the other night. Was it really more so last night? And it's back in 90, I think this is 94, when he first gave me a good portion of this, and then, of course, he adds to it in between it. You know that. So that's, yep, 4/29/94. And he added some more in between the message on the foundation. And I say, God, you are something else. You know how to bring this. Like we read the word every day, those same pages, but he bring revelation out of it every day, different people all around the globe. And they'll go in and dig and find more and more and more his Jews. And he'll turn back around. Sometimes he got to go back and reiterate. So he is a phenomenal God. We just need to be led by the Spirit and let his will be done. I thank you again. I pray your blessings upon your angels be in camp. Have a blessed night, and praise God. Looking forward to those that can join us on Monday night for prayer. Praise the Lord. And I will be calling because I have not set up the next couple of nights for the breaking the bread to call the warriors too in, because some, you know, so we can get back. Praise God for hearing from some of you all. Bless the Lord. We love you. Be blessed of the Lord, and have a good night. I love you. Thank God for you. Praise God. Shalom, shalom. Have a wonderful night. We bind Satan up for any setup, traps, snares, untimely death, sickness, disease, or any plots and plans to rob us of what God has. We pray even not only spiritual blessings but financial blessings. Glory to God to have those deposits. Wherever God sent it, glory to God, we receive it, but be wise and good stewards. In Jesus' name, amen. Shalom.
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 Hallelujah. God is awesome. Good night. Thank you.